188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you for another 30 minutes. Want to welcome you back to the show. Unless you happen to be new to the show, then I welcome you to the show. I want to start out this week discussing President Trump's threats to defund these anarchist cities. For months now, we've seen these riots that have been raging in all of our American cities. And Portland, Oregon has been under siege for over 100 days with no end in sight. I don't know where this stuff is going to go. So President Trump has asked all the liberal leaders who are there to allow him to send in help, and they have all refused. So now he's decided that he's going to take matters into his own hands. Now last week, back on September the 2nd, President Trump wrote a memo that targets federal funding to four of these liberal cities. And he asked the director of the Office of Management and Budget, a guy by the name of Russell Vogt, to send directives to all of the executive departments asking for details on the money in New York City, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and Washington, D.C., to see what they receive. And the memo stated that his administration will no longer fund these lawless cities. So Portland's mayor, Ted Wheeler, who has that big D next to his name, which I still think stands for dumbass, he's been going back and forth with Donald Trump for months. So he posted a tweet. Trump threatens to withdraw federal funds, possibly including health, education, and safety net dollars Americans need to get through the damn panic and economic crisis. Again, he targets cities, including ours, with Democratic mayors, which he calls anarchist jurisdictions. Well, they are. And it's not the fact that you're just Democratic mayors and Democratic districts. It's the fact that you are not running your Democratic cities and your Democratic districts properly. It's not the fact that you're Democrats. It's the fact that you're acting like left-wing progressive liberals. And now he's doing something about it. And Wheeler seems to think that Trump is the one that's threatening all these cities, but his own refusal to allow the president to send in federal law enforcement to support Portland's police officers is way more dangerous than that. The mayor's inaction, ineptitude, essentially, and the neglect of the other leftist leaders are turning these once beautiful metropolitan areas into essentially sewers and cesspools. Now, perhaps they should get their own houses in order, so the commander-in-chief doesn't have to grab them by the hand, lead them along, spank their naughty little butts, and do their damn jobs for them. Let's face it, These people are deliberately standing by and doing absolutely nothing, turning their backs on everything that's going on as their cities burn, simply to get back at Donald Trump. Because for some reason, some strange reason, they seem to think that ruining this nation will be blamed on him. Well, people aren't stupid. People are starting to see what's really going on. A lot of people have seen this from the very beginning, but more and more people who normally would not pay attention to this are waking up to the fact, and they're starting to realize what these people are doing. They are cutting off their own noses to spite their own faces, and it will come back to bite them. Letting these groups like Pantifa and BLM run rampant in their streets. And let me tell you something, folks. BLM does not stand for Black Lives Matter. It stands for burning, looting, and mayhem. So you have these black anarchists in conjunction with these white and Jewish leftist anarchists going under the name of Pantifa that seem to think that they can overthrow this government and start some communist utopia. This is, in essence, the Weather Underground. It's just been brought back and rebranded. Bill Ayers is their hero, and I'm sure he has a lot to do with the money coming in and funneling it and directing these kids, and that he is responsible for training the ones who are professional agitators that are going from town to town, city to city, engaging in rioting, insurrection, arson, the destruction of our historical monuments, etc. These people worship him as a hero. They have no idea what they really want. Now, the Weather Underground wanted the same thing that Pantifa wants, and that is a global communist regime. But they have absolutely no clue what that really means. They've been brainwashed into thinking that liberalism is great, that socialism is great, and that communism and Marxism, Leninism, and Bolshevikism is even better. What they need to do is to go to some of these countries like China, where this crap still exists, and be immersed into the communist culture and see what it's really like. And I bet you the first thing that they would do when they came back is they would get down on their knees and kiss American soil. These kids have no idea what they are propagating. They have no freaking clue what socialism and communism and the like really means for them. They seem to think that it means their college loans will go away and they'll be able to lounge around smoking dope and shooting up heroin, it'll all be legal, and putting hallucinogenic mushrooms in their spaghetti sauce, that'll all be great, it'll be this big utopia. No, it's the complete opposite. It will be a dystopia. But they're not going to learn unless they learn the hard way. And so many of these kids come from rich parents. Most of them are white. A lot of them are Jewish, passing themselves off as white. And they have no freaking clue. And what's going to happen is they're going to start to get arrested. The masks are going to come off. And those kids by no means are tough enough to withstand any kind of a serious police interrogation, especially in front of a federal agent. For those of you who have never had the opportunity, let's call it, to find yourself in a situation where you are being interviewed by federal agents, let me tell you, they go about this entirely different than what you see on TV and what your local police departments and jurisdictions do. They come at you entirely different. And I was detained in a foreign country for 3 hours one time, and I was amazed at the tactics that were used on me. Now, being a professional actor, I was able to get through that and kind of keep the odds in my favor. But had they really been intent on trying to, I guess, crush me, it would have been a whole lot different. And that is something that these kids have never had to face. And when they're looking at 10 to 15 years in a federal prison for the crap that they've done, thinking this is fun, it's all some kind of a big joke, that they're playing war games, they're out there throwing their frozen water bottles like make-believe hand grenades, and they're shooting fireworks and mortars, making believe that they're real small arms like mortars and the like. They think it's a big game. It's all fun and games. It's a big joke. Police have been blinded because of this stuff. People have been killed because of their actions, and they need to be held accountable for it, so that as more and more of these kids come along that seem to think that socialism is so great, that they're going to see what happens when they violate the Constitution under acts of domestic terrorism. These are not simple, mischievous acts. These are deliberate acts of terrorism. And these kids are genuine, homegrown, domestic terrorists. They need to be dealt with as such. And once it starts happening to them, and the punishments start getting meted out, they start seeing 10, 12, 15-year prison sentences for what they've done, you bet your ass they're going to roll over and they are going to rat out whoever it is that's been training them, that's been funding them. It's going to go back to Bill Ayers. It's going to go back to Nicolas Maduro. It's going to go back to George Soros. It's going to go back to Russia. And it's going to go back to China. And as far as the last two goes, if they can be proven to be funding domestic terrorism in this country, that is an outright, blatant act of war.
It's Tommy Freedom.
Another thing that we have to do is to out all of these people who are bailing out all of these burning, looting, and mayhem protesters and these Antifa protesters. Now, we know that Kamala Harris is one. She has openly said that she is bailing out these protesters, I mean insurrectionists. But here are some celebrities. Some of these I've heard of, some I have not. John Legend, and he's the only black guy who's bailing out these Black Lives Matter protesters, okay? So the rest of them, there's a total of six here that I've got. John Legend is the only black one. The rest of them are white or Jewish. Seth Rogen, Ryan Reynolds, Steve Carell, no big surprise there. And then two I haven't heard of, a couple of hot-looking blonde chicks, Blake Lively, I have no idea who she is, or Chrissy Teigen. That name sounds vaguely familiar, but I could not tell you who they are. John Legend I've heard of, Seth Rogen, I think he's attempting to be a comedian. Ryan Reynolds, I've heard the name, I don't know what he does. Steve Carell, of course, is an entertainer who thinks he's funny, but these last two, Blake Lively and Chrissy Teigen, whatever her name is, I have absolutely no clue as to who those two women are. But we know that those people have actually bragged about bailing some of these insurrectionists out of jail. Now, if you bail out a protester who is, in actuality, a domestic terrorist, I mean, that kind of by proxy makes you an aider and abider of domestic terrorism. And that should be a crime if you're doing it deliberately. If you're a family member and bailing them out, I can understand that. But if you're bailing them out simply because you're part of that extreme left that hates this country so much that you want to see it torn apart, torn down, burned down, whatever, to try and reshape it and remodel it as a communist, Marxist, Leninist, Bolshevik-style monarchy? No. You are not an American. Now, when this is all over and done with, something needs to be done about all this, about all these people. Yeah, we had the McCarthy witch hunts back, when the hell was that? The 60s, 50s, 60s? Calling everybody communist. Now, it seems to be cool to be a communist. It's the complete opposite. If you're not a communist, they hunt you down. These woke crowd think that it's their job to publicly shame you and cause you to lose your job if you openly support Donald Trump. People are getting fired because of their political beliefs. You know, that should be illegal. It's not unconstitutional because, unfortunately, that only applies to the government. It does not apply to private businesses. But, you know, the Constitution and its amendments should apply to private businesses as well. If they violate your constitutional rights, they should be held accountable for that. If they target you for political reasons, there needs to be consequences for that. And I think when this is over and done with, you will see a lot of consequences for this. You're going to see backlash. People are not going to support these people who kneel for the national anthem. Personally, I think the NBA and the NFL are on their way out. People have had it with all of this anti-American sentiment, this kneeling, this protesting the American flag, this protesting of America itself. If you don't like this country, there are hundreds of other countries in this world that you can go to where you can live the way that you think you want us to live here. You're more than welcome to leave. Don't let the screen door hit you in the ass on the way out. But don't you dare try and take my country that members of my family have fought and died to protect so that you could get out there and spew your garbage and your vile anti-American crap. If you don't like this country, then get the hell out. You know, most Americans still love this country. They do. There's only a few people out there who are wreaking all this havoc and causing all this violence and mayhem, this burning, looting, and mayhem. Most people still care about this country, and people like me, people like you that are listening, we hate what's happening to it. We hate seeing it burn down. We hate this totalitarian, authoritarian approach, these methods that are being forced upon us in some of these states. And I've told you several times, I do not wear a mask. There are two places where I wear a mask, and one is to the little mom and pop gas station where I fuel up because it's really, really cheap, and they have an employee who has cancer and her immune system is weakened, so out of respect, I wear the mask there, and I wear it into the ABC store because that's owned by the state and I really don't feel like getting into it with someone. Other than that, I don't wear the damn mask. I encourage all of you not to do it either. So when I saw here that a Brooklyn couple was hauled off of a New York ferry in handcuffs last Saturday night after refusing multiple requests to put on face masks, I thought, geez, you know, Mike in New York and his wife live in Brooklyn. You know, I hope they didn't do this, you know, listening to the show and get arrested and then, you know, me feel kind of badly about it. But I know that his health doesn't allow him to be able to go mask-free. He has to wear the mask. So once I read the article, I saw the names were a little bit different, so I wasn't too concerned. But they were also pushing it as well. And there's the fine line. I mean, if somebody really wants to get into it with me over a mask, I'm going to leave their establishment. I'm not going to stand there and argue with them over this. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to have the cops called. I'm not going to get a police record, okay? But it says the husband and wife each received a summons for disorderly conduct and for violating an emergency measure established by the mayor. An NYPD spokesperson confirmed to Business Insider, who is the one that put this up. I think originally it was on the Gothamist. Yes, according to Gothamist, the boat's captain requested that the couple either put on face masks or leave the ferry, but the husband and wife claimed that they had a medical condition that allowed them to ride without masks. Exactly what I've told you to do, right? Face coverings are currently required on all New York City ferry vessels, except for in cases when a medical condition prevents passengers from wearing them. And this was confirmed by a spokesperson for the New York City ferry, and he told this to Business Insider. And Gothamist reporter Jake Offenhartz, I'm sure he's Jewish, witnessed the incident and chronicled the event in multiple videos which he posted to Twitter. I'm going to skip over those. It goes on to say the couple was initially allowed to board, but later became verbally abusive towards passengers and crew members. See, that's where they screwed up, which led the crew to call the police. And this was recounted by New York City ferry spokesperson that was telling it again to the Business Insider. The husband and wife stood on the ferry's top deck, defying orders for approximately 45 minutes before police finally arrived. One police officer asked for evidence of the couple's medical condition, which they refused to provide, okay? You are still innocent until proven guilty in this country. I'm so worked up over this. I'm just losing it left and right here, folks. I apologize. When I see people's rights being trampled like this, it just pisses me off to no extent. You are considered presumed innocent until proven guilty in this country, and demanding evidence of their medical condition is essentially calling them liars. They're having to prove their innocence. That's not how our system works. So the man was identified as David. I don't have a last name here. He said, because we can't wear a mask, we're being discriminated against. And I agree with that wholeheartedly, 100%. If a mask is mandatory and you can't wear the damn thing because you can't breathe properly if you have COPD or emphysema or something else like that, and they say, well, you can't come in without a mask. Yes, you are being discriminated against. Now, the New York City Ferry is a government entity, which means they can be sued for discrimination. And the man went on to say, if we were effing black, I can guarantee you that guy would have never come out and told us to put a mask on. And that's what his wife said. And she is 100% correct, because there are several cities who enacted these mask laws so that they were mandatory unless you were black. If you were black, you didn't have to wear a mask. Now, if that is not discriminatory, I don't know what is. It goes on to say that according to the report, the NYPD officers offered the couple the opportunity to disembark voluntarily before walking them off in handcuffs. The woman told Gothamist they were in the process of suing the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which operates New York's transit system, after a similar incident on a bus, and that they may sue the ferry service as well. So that kind of sounds to me like they were pushing this issue to make it happen. And if that's the case, normally, I don't support instigators, but when you're standing up for your personal rights, I support them 100% and encourage them to sue the crap out of New York City for discriminating against them because they weren't able to wear one of those masks. It goes on to say the New York City Ferry is continuing to investigate the incident in question. The safety of our riders and crew is our number one priority. We sincerely thank the NYPD for their rapid response. 45 minutes is rapid. To last night's incident, we greatly appreciate the professionalism of our crew along with the patience of our riders. Let me tell you something. I've told you this before. I will say it again. These mask orders are BS. They don't work. Look, if masks actually worked, and they don't, we know this has been proven that they don't, but if they actually worked, then in these areas where masks are mandatory, there should be like 0% cases. That's not the case. There is absolutely, virtually, no difference in numbers. Real numbers, not the ones that they exaggerate and inflate and twist things around to make it fit them. But in areas that don't have the masks and the areas that do, the numbers are the same. If what they're saying is true, then states who don't enforce the mask mandate should be overrun with cases, or people should be dead by now. And in the areas where people are forced to wear these masks, there should be zero cases. And there's not. The numbers are virtually the same. Once again, proving my point that this is nothing other than an opportunity for the left to forcefully make us do something that they want us to do simply because they have the power and authority to do it. That's why we need to vote them out of office. And if that doesn't work, you know, the ballot box doesn't work, go for the bullet box. It's a last resort, but that is exactly what the Second Amendment was put in there for. That's what it's about. In fact, it was so important to the founders of this country that they put it number two, free speech being number one, the right to keep and bear arms to defend yourself from a tyrannical government like we've seen out of the left, is why it was so important to have the Second Amendment come next after free speech. These people know why it's there. It's not about hunting. They know that. And they are scared to death that more people are going to wake up and understand this and use those guns against them. There have never been more gun sales in this country's history than we're seeing right now. And most of those gun sales are in these cities where this violence, this insurrection, this revolution, this war is being waged. Places like Chicago, places in California, New York City. People are trying to get their FOID cards, because in a lot of these states, you have to have a firearms owner identification card to be able to carry a firearm. Those are not free states like we are here in North Carolina. You just go out, you buy the damn thing. Anyway, they are seeing record numbers of gun sales. If the left didn't want guns in the hands of these people, they wouldn't try and ban them, because when people feel safe and secure, they're not out there buying the guns. When the left encourages this violence, not only allows it, but actually encourages it, That's when the people go out, they get scared. The police are being defunded. They know they're going to have to protect themselves. That's when they go out and they set record gun sales. That's what we're seeing right now. The people of this country are very concerned about their future. Some people are not only concerned, they're scared. Some people are petrified. They don't know what's going to happen. Now, my dad, he's 86 years old. Now, if I wasn't here with him and something happened, he would pretty much be defenseless. Years and years ago, for Father's Day, I gave him a 357 Magnum. There's no way he could fire that thing now in his condition. You know, maybe if I got some 38 specials to put in there, he might be able to control it, but he certainly wouldn't be able to control it as a 357. He'd be screwed. Now, I can still handle everything that I've ever bought, including 50 BMG. There's really nothing that I have that I cannot handle. And if somebody does make the mistake of trying to burn this neighborhood down, it'll be the last mistake they ever make. I've still got a couple of minutes left here. I came across something on YouTube, actually, that was very interesting. I did not know. There's a whole series out there of things that you really didn't know about. I think it's called Be Amazed on YouTube. And I came across this video, and it was entitled, If You Die Alone, Your Cat Will Eat You. Well, as you well know, I have several cats, including producer George, who's sitting over here next to me with a really weird look on his face. Would you consume me, George? Would you? Oh, thanks. What would you do? Shoot out the front window. Okay. All right. That's good. So apparently, a dog will wait about 7 days, a week. So you got about a week for somebody to discover your body before Fido starts munching on you. Cats, on the other hand, seem to get really bored and hungry after 48 hours or so. So after 2 days, your feline companion is going to start consuming your remains. So what you might want to do, and I do this anyway, is I buy the cat food by the 38-pound bag, and the cats all know where it comes from, so if they got really hungry, they would just gnaw a hole in the bag and they would be fine. Go ahead and leave the toilet seat open so they can go ahead and drink out of the toilet, have 38 pounds of food, so hopefully somebody will discover you before they go through the 38 pounds of food, and if they don't, by then your body will have become mummified anyway. So on that note, my friends, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for this week. As always, you may get in touch with me via email at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. If you have any comments about the show, questions, anything you want me to look up, some ideas for the show, I'm always entertaining the idea to go through those suggestions that you might have, any questions that you might have. Be glad to answer them. If I don't know the answer, I will certainly find it for you and address it on the show. So until then, my friends, I want you to stay awake, stay aware of your surroundings, stay safe, but by all means, please stay tuned, because I'll be back next week. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.